Look around. What do you see? Cars. Lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on Auto Trader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan, leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped, self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on Auto Trader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars, used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader. Hey there, hi there, ho there. Welcome to Short Stuff, the shorter stuff version of Stuff You Should Know, starring Chuck, Jerry, and me, Josh.
You get third billing?
This is Short Stuff. On Short Stuff, I do, which is why I despise it.
Oh, you doing well?
I am doing well. I love talking science. I also love talking history, and yeah. I really love talking hist-sci, as it's called.
And I love talking about undersung women in history and science.
For sure, Chuck.
And this ticks all those boxes.
And what's sad is you could have just said women in science.
Yeah,
because
good point.
Almost across the board, women in science are undersung or completely unsung.
Now, what about Marie Curie?
She's such an outlier. It's crazy.
Yeah, because like that's the first name that pops into your head for a reason.
Right, and it's like, well, she must have been the only woman scientist in the world. No, that's not the case. Supposedly, there is a longstanding tradition in science of the men in science taking credit for the work of the women, whether it's something as like outright fraudulent as like just basically taking someone's work and not giving them credit.
Yeah.
Because you can get away with it because you're a man and the other person was a woman, or just not giving due credit. And over time, with history favoring men typically, at least Western history, the original person who laid the foundation for it, the woman, will just kind of be lost to time. And this is what's called something called the Matilda effect.
Yeah, and this is very evident in science. There's a couple of sort of horrifying statistics that they found here. One is that there was a scientific journal that changed their review process, you know, reviewing things. Are we going to publish it? Are we not?
Right.
And they switched theirs to leave out the names of the authors, so you don't even know who it is, male or female. And just doing that, the acceptance rate for women's reports rose almost 8%. And then a study in 2013 showed that the abstracts, you know, when you Google online and you read like the abstract of a science paper, it's like sort of like a summary, I guess. They were seen as being of a higher quality if the author was male and wrote about things stereotypically you would think of as male subjects.
Like physics or math or something?
Yeah, and this is in 2013.
Right. So it's clearly still going on. And like I said, also, it's a longstanding tradition. And it was kind of given this name, the Matilda effect, back in 1993 by an historian of science from Cornell named Margaret Rossiter. And she named it the Matilda effect after a woman named Matilda Jocelyn Gage, who was an abolitionist and suffragist. And she had written an essay in 1893 called Woman as an Inventor, which is basically like, it is straight up BS. The way that women scientists are just being completely left out of history. She had a lot of foresight at the time and called this out and didn't really get anywhere with it, but at least documented it as far back as before the turn of the last century that this was a problem and an issue. And so this 100 years later, Margaret Rossiter kind of came up with this thing called the Matilda effect. And there's a lot of instances in history. It's not sporadic. It's not, you know, kind of scattershot. Like, there are a lot of instances in history of women not getting due credit for the work that they did that established a field, that created multiple fields, or that their work grew to be misunderstood and almost kind of scorned. And that last one in particular is very much embodied by a woman named Ellen Henrietta Swallow Richards.
That's right. She was a woman who, she was the first woman accepted into a school of science, which at the time, the MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, was male only. And they said, we'll do a little test and see if this lady can handle MIT.
Watch this.
And she was like, great, I handled it. She was one of the first female chemists in the U.S. Her largest contribution, I guess what she's remembered most for, is her contribution to domestic science, a.k.a. home ec, which, just saying that, some people still might dismiss that as a soft science or non-science. Mm-hmm. But it's not true, because that encompasses everything from hygienic standards in the home to the clothes we wear being safe and the food we eat being healthy. Mm-hmm. And before she came along, not a lot of people were doing this. And it took her going to Vassar College, which, is it still an all-female college?
Vassar, I think, actually is, yeah.
Is it? She got a degree in chemistry in 1870, and then that's when MIT said, let me just see if she can handle this. And she got a Bachelor of Science in Chemistry from there in 1873, and then immediately started working, like studying pollution and sanitary chemistry and things like that, which not a lot of people were doing it at the time.
No, she was almost the first, if not the first person to say, okay, we're all like eating food and drinking water. And has anybody stopped and asked, like, is the food we're eating and the water we're drinking healthy and pure? Is it toxic? What's the relation to pollution? What's the relation to industry? She started asking questions. And then in addition to asking questions, she started doing research and study. And she came up with this field called oecology. O-E-K-ology. And it was the basis for what we recognize now as ecology, or the study of the environment. And she was the first one to think about this back in, I believe, the 1870s. And it went along for 5 years. And MIT, by this time, she was an instructor at MIT. And MIT said, this sounds crackpot and whack. Stop talking about this. They literally forbade her to talk about oecology for a year. And so this discipline that she launched lasted for all of 5 years. And just kind of frustrated by that, she turned her attention instead to home economics, which is basically taking this idea, rather than studying like the water and the air and all of that, studying the results of the water in the air, like the food we put in and like the surroundings we live in, and how they impact our health and how they can be made better.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about how she managed to bring science into the household right after this.
All right, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. Because in Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. It's very nice.
That's right. And the more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. I'm talking about unique stickers that you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, or hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
That's right. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now for free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so bringing science into the home environment was very different on the household level to do that at the time. It was an unusual thing that she knew was important. It was a big passion of hers. Mm-hmm. She also, you know, home ec also is cooking and cleaning and sewing and things like that. And it's not like she eschewed those things, but she was like, you know, women are already in the home doing these things. So why don't I bring some science to it and talk about having sanitary conditions and organizing the household and raising a healthy family with science-based techniques.
Right.
Because, like I said, it was at the time, and this is in the, you know, late 19th century, right?
Yes.
When she started out.
Right at the turn, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, she has gotten some pushback over the years from feminists, but I think they got it wrong, you know?
Oh, man. From what I saw, they got it really wrong. And if you criticize Ellen Richards as anti-feminist by creating home ec, it seems like you just haven't really dug in very deeply to research her, because she was a proto-feminist to the first degree.
Yeah, like, it would have been really easy at the time to say, as a progressive, to say, well, you know, women ditch the household and get out there and try and take the man's job. But she knew the reality of things, I think. And she wanted to uplift what women were doing in the household instead of saying, no, ditch all that and leave it behind to go take a quote-unquote man's job. Mm-hmm. Like, what you're doing is important. And I want to uplift that and bring science to it.
Well, and not only was it important, she also realized that was the reality of the situation, right? Like, I think something like 97% of women at the time didn't go to college. They got married and they became homemakers. So that's what she had to work with. So she was trying to, like you said, uplift women in that sense. Not necessarily because, you know, she was saying, this is a woman's lot. This is what we're working with, so I'm going to try to make it better. She also very strongly advocated for women to be college educated. She thought that should just be standard practice. And she actually set up a woman's lab at MIT to teach chemistry to young women who were coming into college. And the lab was only open for a few years because from her efforts, MIT started to accept women into the general population. It wasn't like a special track any longer. But she set up a lab to teach women chemistry, and she did it free. She didn't get any money from it. She taught chemistry for years for no charge so that these young women could learn chemistry.
Yeah, and, you know, despite all this, she's, I don't know about forgotten, but largely forgotten in history, especially in science, as a real pioneer and validating the home economic movement and bringing women into more traditionally male fields of science. And she doesn't get nearly enough recognition. So
no, especially also, I mean, like, she was a pioneer in the concept and the study of water quality, and like that's huge. She had a really deep and broad scientific career. So no, she definitely doesn't get her due.
Yeah, like today she would be on the front lines in Flint, Michigan, mm-hmm. in newspapers and on TV shows, but back then she was discounted because it was kitchen stuff.
Yep. So. Hats off to Ellen Richards for being just a total top-notch scientist.
Absolutely.
And if you want to know more about her, go check out this article on How Stuff Works. How about that?
Agreed.
Well, that's short stuff. Send us an email if you like. Send it off to stuffpodcast@howstuffworks.com.